Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg. I am your host. We're here for the next 3 hours until 1 o'clock. That's right, 3 hours. We got a bonus hour, and we took it. We're going to be talking about real estate. We're going to be talking about basement flood protection. We're going to be talking about renovating your home. Donna Sattler's here. We're going to be talking about buying and selling home. Dave Rampage is here. We're going to be talking about cleaning your home. Roy Spencer is here talking about taking care of your home and polylifting his new PermaSeal's new type of product that will raise up your sidewalks without gigantic holes in it. Mega Pros Joe is here to answer all of your home improvement questions, and I'm here to host this wonderful show for the next 3 hours. You start every show with Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. If you have any questions or concerns, don't feel comfortable talking on the air, no problem. Shoot us a text, 312-981-7200. Also, shoot us all your pictures of your home improvement challenges that you would like Mr. Hogle to look at. If you have a basement challenge, send it over to us, and Roy will take a look at it. David Rampage is in here from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. He'll take a look at all of your pet stains, because that's what you do all day, Dave. You just sit there and look at our listeners' pet stains. If you've got any real estate questions, Donna Sattler, Remax at Homan, is here. Donna Sattler, let's start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Your hair looks tremendous.
Thank you.
And you could see Donna's hair by going to Facebook and David Hochberg, and we're streaming live on our Facebook page. If our listeners want to reach you with real estate questions off the air, Donna, how do they reach you?
They can contact me on my cell phone. I've got it with me all the time. That number is 847-651-3300.
312-981-7200. We're going to go to David Rampage, because David Rampage, you've been hearing David Rampage, David Rampage, David Rampage. Roy, how did David Rampage start his company?
He worked for a not-so-savory carpet cleaning business. He just got fed up with it.
He got fed up, and He started his own gig. Okay? So David's here, and I did something inappropriate last week. I did not say Mazel Tov. Yes. I did not say Mazel Tov to you and your daughter, who had, Kelly had her baby yes. girl, healthy baby girl.
Yes.
Brooklyn.
Yep.
What's the middle name? Okay.
Nicole.
Good. I had a catcher. So we got Brooklyn Nicole. Okay. Last name? Her last name is what?
Mickley.
Okay. So Brooklyn Nicole Mickley, this is her first official shout out.
Yes.
She's been about 2 weeks old, and we typically have Kelly here on air, but David is substituting for Kelly. So congratulations to you, grandfather.
Thanks.
And congratulations to Kelly and her husband and the beautiful new baby. Everybody's healthy and happy. And Dave's going to tell the story, because I keep hearing John Williams doing the live reads, how he started the company. I want to go a little deeper.
Yes.
And I think that's important. 312-981, for our listeners to understand, not just with the one-minute commercial, which I could tell you, it's very difficult to get your message out. So we have a little longer form here for you to explain how you started the company later in the show.
Okay, well, you don't have to go as deep as you went in the elevator on the way.
we won't go that far.
We'll cut it back a little bit. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you and the team at Executive Green, they're manning the phones right now. How do they reach out?
Sure, 630-990-8600.
And we have Roy Spencer, the one and only Roy Spencer, with his 1978 white Ford 150. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And he stood in the basement with one wall, with one hand, with corroded stuff up against a crack in the 70s, and now we have PermaSeal. I heard the story.
Apparently, wow.
I heard the story. And I would like you to share that story.
Really?
If you would.
Well, how much time we got?
We're going to do the three-minute version.
Be happy to, sure.
Because I think it's important for our listeners to understand where all of our experts came from. Right? We're all local. Donna's local. You've been selling real estate for more than 10 years.
20 years.
20 years. I was trying to be kind. You started when you were 16.
Yes.
And Joe started the business when you were 16, 18?
17.
17.
Yep.
Dave, you started your business.
I was 22.
You were 22. Roy, you were?
Late bloomer. 25.
25. So 22. So we got 17, 22, 25. Donna started when she was 18, right out of high school. And this is my 20th year in the mortgage business. So the experts that we have on the show are local. They are experts in their field. And I think it's important for our listeners to connect with how you started the business. So there's a backstory. 312-981-7200, Roy Spencer. If our listeners want to reach out to you, you're going to be talking about the polyfill.
Yeah, the poly level or concrete raising product. Sure.
Okay. And also, a truck was next door in my neighborhood. He had four trucks out fixing my neighbor's basement right next door to me.
Thank you for the referral.
No, thank you. Thank you for taking care of him. 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
You hear the music? That's Sammy's way of saying go to break. 312-981-7200.
You didn't even say anything. Did you miss me last week?
I missed you a lot.
All right, couldn't.
You had Grandfather's Day at the
Grandparents' Day.
Parents' Day.
It's not secular.
At the... okay, that doesn't make any sense.
But I knew what he meant.
Right. Yes, Donna did.
That's good. Two people out of all of our listeners know what you meant. 312-981...
It's non-secular.
Okay, we're going to take a break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. On AM 720 WGN, we're going to go to 9 o'clock today. You can follow us. Erica's doing a tremendous job on Facebook. Go to David Hochberg. That's H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G if you want to listen on Facebook and see what we're doing and see and watch us talk. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Dance to the Jailhouse Rock. Dance to the Jailhouse Rock.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We're going to throw it over to Roy. Roy, Al from Elgin listens to the show every weekend, called your office expressing an interest in your concrete raising and leveling service because he had slabs on his driveway that were a little crooked, kind of looked like messed up teeth. But he was wondering how long the entire process will take and how long will it last. So let's address that first, because I know, what is it, a couple of years now you came out with this new product, you know, a new extension of your product line?
Our fourth year now.
Fourth year?
We're doing it. It's one of the fastest growing segments of our business. There's just so much sunken unleveled concrete out there, and we're talking sidewalks, patios, pool decks, driveways, garage slabs. So there's so much out there. And it's such a great process because it can be done so quickly. So you're talking a driveway. You got this bump that you go drive over every day trying to get in the garage. It's aggravating. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And it can be fixed very quickly. I mean, literally the process, sometimes we just have to raise those two squares in front of the garage door. 30 minutes.
That's it.
And then 10 minutes later, you're driving on it. So it works instantly. And the product we put down there is poly-level grout foam, is inert. It will not biodegrade or wash away or anything. We guarantee it for 5 years it will not sink. And it probably won't be on that, but that's our warranty is for 5 years. So it's really a perfect product for you have these aggravating areas that, you know, might be a trip hazard in the sidewalk. It might be your front stoop that's sinking. Obviously, the pool deck, you don't need any, you know, trip hazards there. And we can eliminate this very quickly and the same day. And we can do an entire driveway. We also do, now we can solve the existing problems. We can do preventative filling underneath so you don't have problems with the rest of the driveway and guarantee the whole driveway very inexpensively once we're out there.
So, Donna, how does that impact the value of somebody's home? If you drive up and you're trying to sell a home and you've got crooked teeth, for lack of a better term, you know, where the driveway's uneven and it's got, you know, one size high, one size low, and it's not a smooth driveway, how does that negatively impact somebody selling their home?
It doesn't affect it so much in that initial viewing stage as much as it does in the home inspection phase, because every home inspector says it's a tripping hazard. You know, this has to be fixed. So why not attack the problem before it becomes a problem?
Right.
In the home inspection.
You just want to eliminate a problem before they even,
right.
They see it and it becomes a problem, because one problem becomes three problems, three becomes
and
six.
And it is going to become a problem.
Sure. It's going to have to be addressed.
It's going to have to be addressed at, you know, during the home inspection. It's always brought up.
How much is that service typical? Driveway has four slabs, you know, for lack of, I'm sure Byron's like, it's not a slab.
Sections.
Four sections of a driveway. I've got four sections of my driveway, okay? You know, you drive in, you cross over the sidewalk, and then I have four different sections leading into the house. What is a typical cost if all four are crooked and out of and disjointed?
We do have a minimum job to get a rig out there, and it's less than $1,000, but we do have a big rig and equipment, and we have to get out there to address any problem. But typically when we're out there doing a couple of squares, oh, there's a sidewalk here, there's a touch up this and that, we can easily, you know, do that and stuff, sometimes using your neighbor's work as well or whatever. So, but once the rig is out there, it's relatively cheap to do additional square footage and stuff. So it's surprisingly cheap. I mean, when you look at the alternatives, ripping that out and replacing it, first of all, you got to find a concrete guy who's willing to do a small job.
Right.
And then, to Donna's point, now it is a problem. Hey, how come these two squares look like new concrete and those are all weathered concrete? It just looks cosmetically awful. And who wants to go through the mess of aggravation? You talk about how quickly now you got new concrete to cure. You're not driving on that for you know, a week or so and things like that. So it's just a perfect product for problems like that.
Joe, are you seeing a lot of that with your home improvement jobs all over the place?
We send all of that stuff to PermaSeal. We've relied on you for, what, the last 3 years as far as that concrete raising goes?
Yeah, yeah.
So front stoops, front porches,
yeah.
They could raise the whole porch.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Can you quickly, for our listeners that haven't heard the Roy Spencer, because this is kind of go back and how, you know, we got the extra hour. Show goes until 1. I misspoke, not until 9. So so I got a text from...
Judy sent me a text saying, no, you're
coming. Not going to stay here until 9 o'clock
dinner
tonight.
I can tell you the whole story.
No, I just want... I think our listeners will enjoy... You know, would enjoy when I came to your tribal meeting. That's what you call all the workers that work at PermaSeal. It's your tribe, and you had your annual meeting, and I was there, and I heard the story in 1978, I believe it was. You got a call on a Sunday night or Saturday night. You had friends over, and the basement was leaking. You just started the company, and you went to the basement, and your hands were bleeding. Can you quickly in 3 minutes explain? Because I think it's important for our listeners to understand. They've been hearing you on the radio forever, right? You've been in business for 40 years. You've done over 400,000 basements in the Chicago listening area. You're a pretty big deal, right? And how did you start your business? Just in 3 minutes or less.
Well, I started my business, you know, very, you know, with Spartan resources. I had $1,700 in the bank. Like David, I'd worked for some unsavory characters in our business. In fact, our whole industry was pretty unsavory at that point. So that's why I started the business. I wanted to do the right thing by homeowners. Obviously, I wanted to feed my wife and baby at the time. I lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I had an F-150 pickup truck and, like I say, $1,700 in the bank. So wasn't a lot to start there with. But anyhow, so I put an ad in the Penny Saver, we'll waterproof for food and things, and the phone rings. It was a Sunday night. We had friends over for dinner, and it was pouring down rain. The guy says, I got to get you out here now because my carpet's being threatened, and I got this real bad leak. I said, whoa, buddy, if I have to come out on Sunday night, it's going to cost you. And he says, I don't care. I says, well, I think we were charging, you know, $225 for a crack. Because it was going to cost you $275. Come on out. And I go, okay, folks. Well, thanks for coming over, but I got to go. You start your new business. You do what you have to do. I get out there, and it was a really bad crack. I mean, I had worked for a couple other companies for a couple of years. I fixed hundreds of cracks, and I wasn't worried about it. But as I'm trying to fix this crack, it kept coming, and it just wouldn't stop. And so the way you stop a leaking crack is you use hydraulic cement, and you get it with hot water, and it sets up very quickly, and you narrow the crack down to one leaking point where the water's gushing out of the crack, and then you stick the hydraulic cement, and it should stop. So I stuck it in there, and it held my trowel against it, and all of a sudden the water just kept seeping. I go, wow, this is a bad one. So I chiseled it out again, mixed up a little hotter water, a little more plug, and really jammed it in there really harder, and wow, it's still coming. Wow, that's impressive. After about 3 or 4 times, I go, okay, this is getting desperate. Now the water is getting on the guy's carpet, and I'm there, and I'm thinking, holy cats, and what am I going to do? Who am I going to call? I can't call my old boss. He's not going to come out and help me. Can't call a plumber. They don't know how to fix this. I realized that it was a very seminal point in starting your business. And we were just talking about how we started our businesses. Yeah. And it comes down. I realized at that moment, if I couldn't fix this crack, I'm out of business.
Yeah.
I really don't know what I'm doing, and I can't do this. My whole company, which is relatively new at that point, but still my whole future is based on if I can fix this crack, because my confidence would have been destroyed, if nothing else, on top of the guy's carpet. So anyhow, So I'm at this point, I'm mixing the hydraulic cement in my hands to get a little more heat on the thing. And I'm pushing it in and holding it there, and it kept leaking. I'm crying. I'm not just crying because, you know, how bad it is. My hands are chemically bleeding from the chemicals in the hydraulic cement. I gave it one last shot. Okay, this is it. And I mixed it up hard as I could, and I braced myself up against the wall, a stud, and pushed as hard as I could, as long as I could, and I looked up, and obviously I'm here today, so we know what happened. It worked out well. So it was just a seminal point, you know, for me. After that, okay, I can do this.
Right.
And that's,
and you've built what you've built over the past 40 years and 400,000 happy clients, happy basements, and you've branched out. I think it's important because when I first heard that story, I had known Roy for a year or so. I had never heard how PermaSeal started, and it was a great story. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing. And I know you want to talk about other things, which we'll get to later in the show. But you know, congratulations for the success and for all of the men and women that you've employed. And you call it a tribe. We got some snarky text message. You can't say tribe. It's 2020. That's what you call your company, all of the workers, because you're a family and it's a tribal
situation. I make no apologies. To me, a tribe prospers only when everybody in the group, mm-hmm. Prospers. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if anybody's suffering, we all suffer. Right. And that's how we look at it. So, mm-hmm. Do it politically correct if you want. I think it's an honor to be a member of a tribe.
And you have, in the past 40 years, layoffs is not anything that you guys talk about.
No, we're a tribe. We care about everybody's got bills to pay. When I hire somebody, I take a responsibility very seriously. When times are tough, we get through it together. When times are great, we enjoy that together. We work really long hours together. Mm-hmm. But when times are tough, COVID and everything, I say, hey, first thing I said, 40 years, no layoffs this time either. We're going to get through this together. So,
all right.
Nice job.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Nice job spending $500 or $600 on hydraulic cement to fix that.
It really didn't matter at that point. That's for sure.
I understand.
But he's here today.
Yes,
buddy.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Gary Novell's coming up after the break talking about how we helped Helen from Woodstock, longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, with debt utilization and what that means and how that's critical. And it's critically important for your credit score. So Gary's going to explain that. And for the 630 texter that sent in a picture of the chairs on your hardwood floor, that needs to be refinished, right?
I think that's what you're trying to show us. There's no question with it, right? So if you're just saying you wore your finish off, yes, that does have to be refinished.
And you need to go to Mr. Floor. Right. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our experts' contact information. If you want to call Mr. Floor, 847-674-7500. 847-674-7500. They refinished my floors. They did a tremendous job. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We got Gary Novell and a bunch of listeners' questions. Great story, Roy. Thanks for sharing that. Dave, that's how you tell a story, how you start.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Okay, you got to practice it in your head. No pressure. No pressure. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. Note to self, don't bring the caller on. Is going to clear the voice during the rejoin. 312-981 to all you future broadcasters out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ian from Stickney. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, David. Been a long-time listener of you. And I actually had a question for you and maybe a little bit of feedback on the PermaSeal guys with that concrete raising.
Okay.
So the first is, long time ago, you were of the belief that, you can own my house, the mortgage company. Your goal is not to pay it off, right? There's some people that want to throw everything they got to the mortgage and whatnot. And I remember you saying, hey, listen, it's more about cash flow. Just want to see if you're still of that belief, right? You know what I mean? Pay the least you can on your mortgage without trying to pay it off. I guess that's question number one.
Well, here, the answer number one is that I'm a big fan of arbitrage, okay? And that if you could take money and borrow money today in the high twos, low threes, and invest it in something relatively safe that's going to earn you more than 2 or 3% what you're making on your mortgage, you have to take a look at that if you have the stomach for that. Other people are under the risk factor, Ian, that you take that money that you're that you have and you pay your house off as fast as you can. I mean, that some people are more conservative. Donna?
I think it also depends on your age bracket and what your financial goals and plans are.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of different answers to that question.
Sure. And I'll give you a perfect example. On the home that I'm selling, I have a my mortgage is 3.375. Right, if I was going to be there longer,
and I got a lower one.
I know because I just refinanced. Right, I was just going to say that if I was going to stay there, I would have been in the twos. Okay, but right now I could have paid extra into my house every single month for the past 16 years I've lived there. But all that I did was I think my mortgage payment was $1,528. I rounded up to $1,600 and called it a day and chipped it away a little there. You know, those $70 here or there, everybody could have figured out a way to cut $70 out of your budget. That's what I did. Everybody has got to do their own thing, Ian. Ian or Ian? You know what I mean?
Ian.
If some people want to pay their home off faster, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Pay it off faster. If some people want to just use it as arbitrage and take the extra dough instead of paying down your mortgage because you could earn more money in another investment, then do it that way. And that's been my theory and my thought. I've been doing radio for 17 years, 20 years in the mortgage business. This past August 1st has been 20 years. And that's the way I live. If you have a small degree of risk and you want to pay your home off faster, God bless you. Throw a couple extra bucks at it every month and chip it away. It's really not that deep. That's my
good deal.
That's been my standard answer, and it still will be that answer going forward. And you got a question for Roy.
Good. All right, maybe not a question, a little bit of feedback. So I had my front stoop stairs. I've got a raised ranch home, and my stairs were slanted. They were sort of sliding. I had your guys come out here. A guy named Mario came out here and didn't think he was going to get a lot of lift out of that. Actually, ended up getting it up, you know, maybe an inch and a half of lift. So the product works. It's actually pretty good, and you're right. You can you know, we can step on the stairs 10 minutes after, okay? But it does work. It's actually pretty good. I think you do got a 5-year warranty, so, you know, I'd like to have them come back out and look and see if they are. They look a little crooked to me, maybe a little bit, right? But it does work. Last point on that concrete raising, you better talk to your neighbors because they do bring a big rig to, you know, to hook that up. So,
right.
Create the space in front, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, thank you very much. And, whenever you try, we always say we attempt to lift because sometimes there's rebar into the wall. Sometimes there's impingements. And so we can never guarantee we can lift everything. Sometimes you just physically can't and you don't know until you get there. But that's a small percentage of the time. Most of the time we're able to saw cut and free impingements and stuff. And but like I say, you know, 97% of the time we can lift almost everything, but we always have to put that in there that we will attempt to lift, and we can't always make it perfectly level, but most times we can.
Donna?
So, thank you.
And I think that for people who don't know what the raised ranch is, that's a huge piece of concrete. It's like one piece with like 3 or 4 stairs, so it's huge.
And that's not a problem. It's not the weight. That's not really the issue. So we can lift, even huge stoops.
Even huge things.
Pieces
that's good
of concrete,
to know.
Even pieces of street and things like that. So the weight is not really the issue. It's more impingements or rebar or something that we can't
good to
see.
Know.
Yeah.
Gary from Naperville, you have a question for Roy.
Gary? Hello.
Yeah, hi, Gary.
This is Gary from Oak Lawn.
Okay, Gary from Oak Lawn.
Yes, I was Roy Spencer's first employee in 1975.
Gary Mirabito?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Look at that.
How about that? I listen to you all the time, and I just, you know what? I've been in the trades. Roy had told me, we worked through the summer, and he said, Jerry, it's getting to the cold weather. I got to lay you off, but go collect unemployment. Well, I didn't want to collect unemployment, so I went and worked construction for some bricklayers. And Roy called me the next summer, and unfortunately for me, I didn't go back with him. But I've been in the trades for over 45 years. I'm retired now. I retired with the union, Carpenters Union. But I did foundation work, and I worked my way into trim carpentry, building cabinets, hanging windows and doors and everything downtown in the high rises. But Roy Spencer was one of my best bosses. I've been very fortunate to have very good bosses that weren't screamers and yellers, but I was always one of those loyal workers, and he was a very loyal boss. And I just wish him the best.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. How about
what
that?
A great call.
One thing I want to say. Hey, Roy, do you remember when you put your head through the window in that basement?
That's too. I did it too many times to remember, I guess, Gary. But hey, thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for helping build the foundation for a great company. I'm glad you had a great career. So
first employee,
thank you, Gary. I haven't heard from him
first
ever.
Employee. Did you hire Gary on Monday after that Sunday?
After that bad crack, I go, whoa.
Hey, good, Gary, good hang tight. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thanks for calling in, buddy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So that's ironic because one of the last shows that we had across the river, you had one of your first clients call in while he was walking his dog, remember?
Yeah.
And it almost brought a tear to your eye because you remembered. You had the overhead, this and that.
Yeah. You don't forget those things. Yeah. I'm surprised Murabito came to me so quickly because when you're forming your business, you just don't forget that, you know, the basic, it's indelible.
Yeah. The foundational. Like
yeah.
312-981-7200. Gary in Oak Lawn. Are you from Oak Lawn or are you in Naperville? Do they mess that up on the call screen?
From Naperville.
Naperville. Okay, so we had two Garys, wrong town. All right, Gary from Naperville. How are you? You got a question for Roy.
Hi. Yes, I have a question regarding asphalt. Can that be lifted?
No, and not with our method. It's just too soft, and in concrete it's hard. It'll come up and all together and things, and asphalt will come up lumpy and stuff. So unfortunately, that's not the solution for sinking asphalt.
All right, great. Well, thank you for that answer.
Sorry. All right, hey, if you need help with asphalt, call Robert Andreas and Son, 708-863-5735. He calls it asphalt, but it's asphalt. So so hang out, Gary, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Al from Lockport. Gary Novell's coming up after we take care of Al here in Lockport. You have a question for Donna. Al?
Hi. Good morning. I have a question. I'm trying to replace my porch, and I live in a senior community, and they require a platted survey of the property before they approve it. I never got one when I purchased a home, and somebody told me that the mortgage company has to have one before they give a mortgage out. Is that true?
We do not require platted surveys when you get a mortgage, but when you buy a home, Joe.
On your title insurance, there's a plat, right?
It's typically right. You get it when you buy the home, right, Donna?
Yes, that's correct. But how long ago did you buy the house, Al?
About 8 years ago.
8 years ago? They should have... Now, this being a senior community, is there an association, and do you actually own the land, or is this like a townhouse or a condo situation?
No, I own the house and the property. The association has a bunch of rules, and one of them is before they approve anything, they will require a plat of survey.
Right. And see, usually they want a more recent survey too, so I think unfortunately you may have to bite the bullet and get a survey done.
How much is it? You just called me about that.
Depends on how big the lot is.
Depends on how big the lot is. So we've got survey companies that are located in my office. But if you're a survey company and you want to help Al out in Lockport and do surveys in Lockport, give me a call at my cell phone, 773-456-6526, and I'll get you in touch with Al, right? We're trying to help listeners.
A normal lot is $300?
I'd say closer to $400.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. So there you go, Al. Hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. Tell Ashley which one you'd like. We're going to take a quick break. Gary Novell after the break. 312-981-7200. And for the 773 who sent in a picture, who texted us a picture of crabgrass, you could go to GetSunday.com. Go to GetSunday.com. It's the lawn care company that I've been doing ads for the past month. If you go to GetSunday.com, take a picture of that. Well, you already took a picture. Upload it to GetSunday.com. One of their expert lawn technicians will look at the weed you want to get rid of. I swear to God, it's crazy. So send them a picture of the crabgrass, and they will tell you which product, all natural product.
I was going to say you should try smoking that.
Okay, that's the...
I'm just saying.
That's
from the
Joe's
looks of
suggestion.
Right. Okay, it's crabgrass. I don't know if you could smoke crabgrass.
Give it a toke.
Okay, that's Mr. Hogle. 312-981-7200. But go to GetSunday.com, upload that picture, and somebody will get back to you with which product they have, all natural product, to get rid of that weed or that crabgrass. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to take a quick break here. The MegaPro's call and text line. Gary Novell coming up after the break. We have 3 hours today. Don't worry, everybody. We're going to push things back. 312-981-7200. We're going to 1 p.m. Central Time. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. Phone line's blown up. Text line blown up. Thanks for listening. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Phone lines are blowing up. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. Send your text questions as well to that phone number. Once again, GetSunday.com is the website if you have any lawn care questions. They're great. Gary Novell, how are you?
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good, buddy. Helen from Woodstock, longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, heard me talk about debt utilization the past few weeks. I was asking if I could explain what it is and how it affects credit scores. And you were talking about it as well. What is debt utilization? Why should our listeners give two beans about it?
Well, good morning, everyone. And, David, debt utilization is the percentage of the debt that you're using that you have available to use and only applies to revolving accounts on your credit report, as those balances can fluctuate month to month. When you have a mortgage or an installment loan, you borrow a set amount of money, you're making a set payment every month, and the balance is going down based on that payment. With a credit card, you can have a $2 balance today. It could be a $10,000 balance tomorrow. Higher the balance, higher the monthly payment. Higher the monthly payment makes the scoring program wonder if you have overextended yourself, having financial difficulties. So it looks at revolving accounts completely different. And what it does is it looks at what the balance is in relation to the credit limit. I always advise people to keep that balance under 50% of the limit, as once you exceed 50%, it starts taking points off your score faster. But the bottom line is this, and I can't make it any simpler. The closer you get to maxing out the card, the more points you will lose. And the closer you get to a zero balance, the more points you recover. And as we all know by now, you never, ever want to close a credit card. Also, it's not the actual dollar amount that you owe that hurts the scores, but the percentage of what you are using that you have available. For example, if you have a $10,000 limit with an $8,000 balance, and you have another card with a $100 limit and an $80 balance, your debt utilization on both is 80%, and you're losing the exact same amount of points on each, and will recover the same number of points by paying off the $80 than you would by paying off the $8,000. People think the more money they spend to pay down their credit cards, the more points you get back. It doesn't always work that way, unfortunately, and if you have 80% debt utilization, you can be losing 15 to 20 points per card. Here's a little trick for everyone. If you have a $10,000 limit or a $100 limit, and your balance is zero, you're using 0% debt utilization on both of those, and you can't get any better than that. And each has the exact same positive effect on your credit score. And just a reminder for everyone, home equity lines of credit are classified as revolving accounts on your credit report and looked at the same as a credit card with consideration to that debt utilization factor. For any questions on this or on your credit, never hesitate to call 630-624-9557. Everything seems to begin with credit nowadays, so if you want the absolute honest and correct answer to your questions, grab your phone, call 630-624-9557, The number again is 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everyone.
Thanks, Gary. 312-981-7200. Best in the business, Gary Novell, the credit guru. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our experts' contact information. Marco in Chicago, you got a question for Permaseal. Donna, we're going to push you back to 11 because we're running out of time up against
totally
the break.
Fine.
Marco, question for Roy.
Yeah, how you doing, Roy? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I have a little seepage in my basement. I have a finished basement, and it's coming in on two areas. I know what walls are coming from, and it's only when it rains hard for like 2 days. You know, the first day it'll be okay, and the second day it'll seep a little bit. I actually found a picture of the basement before we finished it, and one of the areas it's coming from, it looks like it was already repaired. Could it be leaking from the same area that was repaired earlier? Repaired again?
Yeah, Marco, actually, typically when you have seepage in one or two areas, it's typically a crack or a hole in the wall that's causing the problem as opposed to a general problem like a drain tile or water coming around the up from the bottom. So, you know, sight unseen, obviously with the finished wall, you can't tell for certain. But the odds are that there is a crack or a hole. Most crack repairs are temporary and they can stop water, but they won't permanently fix a leak. So most crack repairs actually do fail. Most of the cracks we work on have someone's patched it before. So that's probably what's going on. The best thing to do, if you can, Marco, is to open those both those areas up so we can see and give you 100% determination that is indeed the problem, because nobody can tell by looking at your finished wall for certain. But we're going to need access to repair the crack anyhow. So if you can, get those two walls open. Give us a call at 800-421-7325. We can set the appointment today for you. You give you some time to get that down. We'll come out, and we'll tell you exactly what needs to be done.
All right. Thanks, Marco, for calling. Ashley will pick you up to tell Ashley which one of the many Mr. Floor cleaning products you would like for your home. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Donna Sattler's coming up after the break. You're going to be talking about Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Wheeling, Gloria, contacted you about wanting to list her home until after COVID. You're going to go a little deeper. She kind of missed the market because the market, well, it's still hot.
Still hot.
Still hot.
Let's talk about it.
And then 11:15, the Dave Rampage story, everybody. 312-981-7200. Okay, we're going to play back Roy's story, a three-minute story.
No, don't. Yeah.
During the break.
Leave him alone.
During the break.
Cool off after Roy.
During the break. 312-981-7200. Hope you know, Chicago. Pay some bills. We'll be right back. Hour number two of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to 1 o'clock today. 312-981-7200. Before we throw it over to Donna Sattler, just want to knock out a couple of text questions here. 815, do you apply the extra cash to the principal or just put it in with the normal payment? I would definitely earmark it for principal and set it up that way. Technically, it should go to principal, but you don't want to assume. Sometimes they take the money and apply it to the next payment, which doesn't make any sense to
or
me.
Or the escrow.
Or the escrow shortage.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought automatically.
No, do not assume anything with
depends
the bank.
Depends on the company.
Depends on the company. Sorry. But when I set it up automatic payment, when I set up my current loan right. 7-8 years ago, it said, which portion do you want, any additional?
Gotcha.
And I set it up online, and that's the way it's been going. 312, what's the best rate for 30-year fixed today? If you click all the buttons and everything, high twos. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. We were notified our credit card limit was lowered from 20K to 5K due to a lack of usage. We have zero balance or credit scores or 780 or higher. Will this affect our scores negatively? Not for you because your credit scores are so high and you run with zero balances. It would if you had balances on your credit card. If you had 5K on your credit cards and they dropped it to 5K, you just went from 25% utilization 75% utilization to zero because you'd be fully maxed out and your credit scores would get crushed. 815. Use your credit cards. Use your credit cards for the four T's: toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. Throw a cup of coffee on there. Throw a tank of gas on there. Go to Target. Go to Whole Foods. Go to wherever you Trader Joe. Wherever you shop. But you know, Mariano's. Use your credit cards. Because if you don't use your credit cards, they will shut it down and it will negatively impact your credit score if you're a credit challenge or are carrying balances. 815 was not carrying balances, so it will not impact 815 as much as it will impact other listeners, if you do not use your credit cards, use your credit cards only to pay for things that you'd pay for cash and pay them off every month. All right? Toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. You understand what I'm saying? The fourth, the fifth T is not a widescreen TV at Apt, okay? Don't run to Apt and spend a G on a TV. That's not part of the four T's.
Just especially when you're buying a house.
Especially when you're buying any no, or refinancing or securing a mortgage. 312-981-7200. We're going to get to Executive Green. Dave, are you buying a house?
Oh, my God. I just waved at Ashley again.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Ashley is the call screener, our executive producer. Donna, Gloria, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener in Wheeling, was kind of freaked out when COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of our listeners, like my wife and everybody was freaked out. They didn't want anybody in their homes. Is it still a good time to sell a home?
Well, let me preface this by saying, you know, it's amazing how many people will, in the course of, you know, just meet me and we start talking and they're like, oh, you must be having a hard time now with COVID. And I'm like, you know what? Contrary to popular belief, what is happening now is it is explosive activity in the real estate market. There continues to be a limited amount of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
The interest rates are historically and unbelievably low, and a home will go on the market even in the height of COVID in February, March, April. I was selling houses with like 30 showings in a day with multiple offers. So it really has not impacted the real estate industry, and as some people may think. And I think Gloria was is a more mature.
I was going to say, what happened to Gloria pass away? Okay, no. Gloria's still with us.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, she was her concern is coming from a little bit of fear too.
Sure, a lot of fear.
Yeah, and I was able to explain to her, well, you know, there's a lot of things that we have in place and that we can put in place that makes the showing experience very less dangerous. We have all virtual showings. We have, you know, every listing that I have, I put sanitizing wipes, soap, paper towels, booties, face coverings, gloves. There's a lot of things that we can do. We limit the amount of people coming into the home to the realtor and two other people. So you're not having large groups of people come in. And you know, there's something called Matterport where we can actually do almost like a dollhouse view of the home so that when people are looking online, they can have a very good idea if they want to go and look at the house in person. So there's a lot of things we can put into place. If you're considering selling right now, it's a fabulous time to sell your home.
True or false statement, between 150 and 450, they're flying off the shelf. You don't have enough inventory.
That is absolutely a true statement.
Yeah.
And again, depending on the area, 450 might be a little bit high. I would say that the very, very sweet spot is 300.
Okay, Joe.
In the last 2 weeks, you sold my friend's house.
Yes, I did.
All right, so from Friday till Monday, 28 showings and 3 offers.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. All right. We actually had 4 offers.
Oh, don't go bragging. But so within 1 week, you sold that house.
Yeah. So, and that limits the amount of exposure to your home. So if you're planning on selling your home, if we can get that home under contract as quickly as possible, that limits the amount of people that you're going to have over the long term in your home.
Plus, you had it cleaned for the people.
Yes.
I mean, they paid for it, but you orchestrated the cleaning.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
It's, you know, you have to, I have to go in and see a house. And
you're hands-on.
Yeah, I'm very hands-on.
Yep. Phone number for our listeners want to reach you before we hit the break.
They can call me at 847-651-3300.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Dave Rampage, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You just heard a John Williams commercial prior to this, the previous section, part of the show.
I'll bet you John Williams is going to say it better than Dave.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He should probably have you talk to John and have John do it for you.
Right.
John has a very soothing voice.
John's awesome.
Well, did you hear Dave on the radio at all?
Pardon me?
Did you hear this Dave on the radio?
Yes, I have heard.
He's got a soothing voice in a weird way.
As nails on a chalkboard. 312-981-7200. No pressure, Dave Rampage.
Oh, no problem.
312. But you can clean a carpet with the best of them, buddy. 312-981-7200. The Dave Rampage story after these messages. Well, don't turn now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We got a text message here. From 708. I have a high efficiency furnace, and I see in here all these quote unquote specials for a practically free furnace clean and checks. Nothing's free, Joe. You know that.
Where is this thing?
No, I got it. They print it out.
Right.
Should I be leery of these for my high efficiency furnace? So I got a hold of the Dykstra team, and Rich Jr. is going to be calling in at around noon to answer this question. He's tied up. He's in a listener's home right now repairing an air conditioner. So once again, 708, I have a high efficiency furnace, and I see all these specials for practically free furnace clean and checks. Should I be leery of these for my high efficiency furnace? So we're going to have Rich Jr. call in and answer that question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. David Rampage, executive of Green Carpet Cleaning. Let's talk about, before we get into the history of David Rampage and why you started your business, Melanie sent us a text, heard us out, you know, listened to the show, called you guys, okay? Called you guys to ask, when it comes to cleaning your carpets and rugs, does the type of water she uses make a difference? And I've got one of those little hand things, you know, to clean up the dog mud and everything else.
Right.
And I could do spot cleaning. You guys come to my home at least three times a year when the home I'm selling. But I've got one of those handheld thing to clean up after the dogs if they're muddy paws or whatever. And I just go to the sink, turn the tap on, and use that. You guys come in. Explain the difference between that water and the water that you bring in inside your trucks that you use on the carpets and the floors and on the upholstery.
Yeah, so we use deionized water, and deionized water is pure. There's no impurities in it. So your tap water has iron, magnesium, all kinds of garbage in the water. So it doesn't clean well. So then what we have to do is we have to take soap to clean up the water. Now you're going to leave a residue behind. So in our case, we don't have to do that. The water's already clean.
And you bring the water to the job with you in your box trucks?
We do. We always use our own water. We never use yours. A couple times a year, we get to the point where one of the trucks might be low on water, and we'll get another truck up there. We will not use your water.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You have a special for our listeners today.
We do. Three areas for $139.
Three areas for $139.
Yes.
And Joe is still flabbergasted how that is possible.
How do you get the truck there? Right. And it's not a cheap truck.
No, it isn't.
How much are one of those trucks?
About $150,000.
Right.
Okay, do you go up to Mundelein? Do you go far as Mundelein?
Absolutely.
Do you go to Wisconsin?
We do some jobs in Wisconsin. No. We're not there very often, but we do some.
Okay, but up to the Wisconsin line?
We'll go over the border, just not very far.
Indiana, will you cross that stripe?
Absolutely.
Okay,
northwest. You can't say border anymore.
All right, north. God help me. 312-981-7200. I just want to get.
State line.
Hour and 35 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got another 2 hours.
Can you just keep it focused for an hour, 35 minutes, so they don't pull us off the air?
Please. You can't say tribe. You can't say border.
Let's 312-981-7200.
State line, Joe.
312-981-7200. Munster, Crown Point.
Yep.
Go to Valpo.
Yes.
That's probably the furthest east.
It's probably about as far as we'd go, yeah.
Okay, out to DeKalb.
Yes.
Okay, over to the, down to what, I-80 is your southern cutoff point?
No, we'll go to Kankakee.
Okay.
Amazing. And then we have a few customers in Rockford, actually.
Okay.
You did my house in Woodstock.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's been to my house three times a year for the past 5 years.
It's not far, though.
Well, it's Northbrook.
No, it's not.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. John Williams has been doing your commercials and live reads about how you started the company.
Yes.
We heard the Roy Spencer story. Talk about how you started your business in your own words before the next break. Go.
Sure. Okay. So I worked for a company that was I call them a scam company.
Why?
We did 15 jobs a day all around the Chicagoland area, and it was basically rush, rush, rush. When they taught me how to clean, they actually took the hoses behind me, and they said, we're going to pull the hoses as fast as we want to. You have to clean as quick as we can pull the hoses. So to them, it wasn't about mm-hmm. how to clean something. It was how fast can you move throughout the house, because we had 15 jobs a day to do. So that's all they cared about. then, you know, I asked them, like, what happens if you get a complaint? And they said, don't worry about complaints. We just basically what they do is they just tack a complaint onto somebody else's schedule, and they come there with a bottle of soap and just rub it into the spot and then leave. And so, yeah, it just not a good company. And, I just thought there's a better way to do this. I felt like I was taking advantage of people, and that's not the way I was brought up. Mm-hmm. And so then I decided I could do this myself. And I learned that I had to learn how to be a business person because I was a good laborer, but being a business person was the thing I had to learn how to do.
What year did you start your company?
I started in 1989.
One truck, one guy, you?
Yep, just me.
And then you just grew it from there?
Grew it from there.
And now you have your sons, your daughters, your son-in-laws, your daughter-in-laws. It's just a family-owned, locally operated business.
Family-owned and operated. We do have 6 employees also.
Okay.
But we're all very involved in every aspect of the business.
Then where are you going after this?
I'm actually going to do a job today.
You're doing a job?
I'll be in a truck.
Because Kelly told him to.
That's right. She tells me where to go and what to do.
Whatever she's Kelly the boss. Says, he's like, I don't argue with her. She told me to go to Payless Heights, so I'm going.
What's the phone number if our listeners want to take advantage of your 3 rooms for $139?
630-990-8600.
And if when they get there, you also do obviously do carpet, but you also do couches.
Yes.
Chairs, tile. Joe, we just found out the last time Kelly was on and you came with
yes.
her that you clean tile.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Grout cleaning.
Yep.
Wood floors.
And here, because
area rugs.
Because they don't leave it wet and it's not sticky, you can do your beds, your mattresses.
Absolutely.
Right.
Three,
which is a big thing right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you cleaned you have a process to get rid of bed bugs. Or
No.
That's Rose.
Might be the Rose pest solution.
That's Rose. But
that's Rose.
No. I got him confused.
He doesn't do roofing either.
I know. Yeah.
You don't want me doing roofing.
Okay. All right. We'll see if you're here after the break. 312-981-7200. But you will clean mattresses.
We will. Yes. Drapes. We do some drapes. I've even cleaned stuffed animals back in the day. So, yeah, we'll do anything.
Well, that's just weird.
Well, that's when you were at Joe's house. 312-981-7200. Yeah, that was Joe's office. 312-981. That's wrong in so many ways. 312-981-7200. John, out in Joliet, you have a question for Dave Rampage.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm questioning about dry carpet cleaning. And the reason is, I don't have a big place. It's a trailer on a foundation, technically. Okay?
Okay,
you got the idea. 12 foot by 20 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but the walkways and that. And I'm thinking about using this dry carpet cleaning. What do you think about that?
What's dry carpet cleaning, Dave? You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I don't like any of the dry methods because they leave a lot of residue behind, and you need to flush it. If you're going to the powder just doesn't really
do a
good
job. So you sprinkle dry powder?
You sprinkle the powder around, and you scrub it in, and you vacuum it out, and you'll never vacuum all that powder out. It'll be in there for years.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely hot water extraction is the way to go.
Though.
Okay, second question then.
Yes.
If you come in and do a carpet cleaning for me, and I have these, how you walk down the hallway
yes.
to the bedroom and all that, the line marks, what do you call that, the walkway?
Traffic patterns. Yeah. Traffic areas.
Patterns,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys scrub those out or not?
Yeah, so basically there's two things that it could be. When you walk on the carpet, you actually scratch the fibers, and that's called shading. And if there's shading in there, if the fibers are scratched, they'll reflect the light wrong, and you might have a little bit of darkness there. If that's dirt, if that's soil, then yes, we will get that out. We will pre-scrub the carpet. We will precondition it.
How do you pre-scrub the carpet?
We have a machine that we bring into the house. It has counter-rotating brushes.
Oh, okay. So you scrub that.
We do that
That's
first.
That's my question, because I had a guy come in when I used to own a house. I'm owning a condominium right now, but I owned a house before. And they come in and they just went, zoop, 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 zoop. bingo, bingo, suck it up, and walk out, and they're done.
Bingo, bingo, suck it up.
So I want this scrub.
That's a phrase that
sounds like a song.
Splash and dash. No, we don't do splash and dash.
Zoop, zoop, sprinkle, sprinkle, suck it up.
We scrub it, then we extract. You bet. We do it right.
I'm not going to say anything.
Hey, John. Johnny?
Yes, sir.
All right, hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you, we're going to get your name and number off air so Dave could follow up. And we're gonna send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products as well. So hang tight there, Johnny. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've got phone lines are blowing up. Text lines blowing up. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to Phil, who's cleaning his house while listening to the show. He sent a picture. Nice blue boxers there, Phil. You know, we don't need that. That I figured if the man is sending us a picture of him and his boxers, we have to give him a shout out. 312-981.
Let me see that picture.
No, we don't. That would be inappropriate. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We have the On Deck Circle coming up. Tracy from Cotton Ford, Amy Kite from Amy Kite Realty, and Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. We're going to pay some bills and come back with the On Deck portion of the show after these messages. The On Deck section sponsored by MegaPros.
Where's that pizza?
It's coming. Okay, I'm sure the listeners are very interested.
Now my mouth is
847, David. I am in the northern suburbs. We have a senior pet who is having accidents. Any suggestions to get the pet stains out? My recommendation is get rid of the pet. But go ahead. How do you get the pet stain out? I'm only kidding.
Yeah, simple. Just basically you want to go buy a new bottle of peroxide in the brown bottle. And you want to buy a, they sell them in half-gallon containers, clear ammonia. You want to take 3 ounces of the peroxide with 1 ounce of clear ammonia. Put it in a spray bottle and just spray it on the spot. And then get maybe a coffee saucer and put it over it. Wait a day, and good chance it'll be gone. If it's mostly gone, not all the way, do it again. Once you're done with your mixture, though, you need to rinse it out. Mm-hmm. The peroxide will go flat and turn into water.
I think I would call executive.
I have a better idea. 630.
No, that sounded... I've never heard that before.
Right. No, if you want to do it yourself.
Right.
If you don't, they can call us. We'll walk them through it.
But if they don't do it correctly, will it damage their carpet?
No.
Okay. There you go. All right. So if you would like that, call Dave Rampage at 630-990-8600.
I'm going to get a pet just so I can see if it works.
It does.
You don't have a pet?
I don't want any pets.
I'm sure you have other stains that Dave could help you get out that are similar to the senior pet challenge. 630-990-8600.
Oh, pizza.
No, connect the dots there. 630-990-8600. Roy could explain it. Amy, are you okay? Amy Kite's on the phone.
Amy Kite, what's going on?
Amy, you all right?
I'm fine, sorry.
What's going on?
Did something fall down?
Obviously. I don't know is Mike okay in the background? Did Mike fall down?
Did you hit Mike?
Don't say anything.
Okay, that's right. Everything will be fine. All right, you're going to be on next week. This is the On Deck segment. Gene called your company stressed out because he lost his job and hadn't been able to make his mortgage payment since May. Very concerned the bank was going to foreclose. How were you able to help? How were you able to help Gene?
Well, I think the most important thing is people don't understand what that means and what's going on and what happens when they miss their mortgage payment. Mortgage payment. So just being able to walk them through here, this is the timeline, these are what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen, and these are your options. I mean, literally, people are sick over what's going on. And so he was able to sleep at night. And I have to tell you, I get more joy out of knowing that I've relieved somebody's stress in times like these than anything. So it isn't about us selling their home. It's about us just helping them provide, you know, giving them information so that they know what's going to happen and that they've got ways out. So that was huge.
And I got a quick question here. 847, thoughts on estate sales? They seem like they are all thieves. That's from an 847. You have an estate planning company. That's why I thought I'd wait for you to answer that.
Right. We do have an estate sale company. What's your option? You're going to go to a yard sale? You're going to do auction, maybe, if you could get somebody and talk about you're going to lose money. You know, you're going to lose even more money in those cases. Certainly, you can go do it yourself if you have the context and the ability to know how to market the items that you have, and that's what we're able to do.
And if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, and you'll be in next Saturday?
847-877-9881.
All right, you have a great weekend, my friend. I'll talk to you later. 312-981-7200. Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, thank you.
Crazy weather, Mike. Crazy weather. How's the weather impacting Lindholm Roofing, my friend? And what should our listeners be interested in you're going to be talking about next weekend?
A couple, like 3 months ago, we had a huge hailstorm up north. Now we just had, 15 confirmed tornado touchdowns that wreaked havoc on many, many, many hundreds of homes. People are getting tarps and board ups, and they're waiting for roofers. They're waiting for adjusters. They just have to be patient. Adjusters aren't coming out sometimes till September. But we're doing our best. We're taking care of as many as we possibly can, and we're hoping that people stay watertight during this time.
And you're going to be in next weekend, Mike?
I am going to be in next weekend. I'll talk a whole lot more about it.
And if our listeners want to reach you to talk about their housing and roofing challenges, how do they reach you?
1-888-4-ROOFER or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200. Tracy, how are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
Tracy's from Joe Cotton Ford. Now, everybody's going to be like, why the heck do you have an auto dealer, a Ford dealer, as part of a real estate show? Because we have a lot of tradesmen and women out there. Roy, you run a lot of trucks. Dave, you run a ton of trucks. Joe,
we've got way too many trucks.
And
we do buy all Fords, as a matter of fact.
And we wanted to get an auto dealer on because we have a lot of tradesmen and women that are listening right now that are in and out of their trucks and work out of their trucks. And we have Tracy that's going to be on next weekend to talk about that. But you want to focus on your commercial center that you just opened up this past June. Can you tease us about that and dive deeper into it next weekend, buddy?
Yeah, definitely. So next week, what we're going to talk about is keeping all of these great contractors like Roy, who's a very good customer, moving forward. In June, as you said, we just opened our brand new state-of-the-art commercial service center. And now we can service vehicles up to F-750. We were not able to do that prior to this. Also, we stock commercially upfit vehicles in the commercial sales department. And for the do-it-yourselfers, we have F-150s, 350s, and we're going to talk about some of the incentives that Ford has right now on those vehicles.
All right. And if our listeners want to reach out to you and the fine team at Joe Cotton Ford, how do they reach out to you, Tracy?
Well, there's three ways to reach us. We're at Gary and North Avenue in Carroll Stream. Or you can reach us at joecottonford.com or call us at 630-682-9200.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. We'll see you next Saturday. Looking forward to meeting with you. 312-981-7200. Roy, we got Burt and Cherry Hill, Cherry Valley. What does that say? It's Valley. I guess they spelled Valley wrong. About concrete after the breakdown. I got a question for you. Also, Dave, I've got a question for you. 312, Joe,
Dave,
not
me?
So much for you. 312-981-7200. I've got a bunch of them, but we're not going to ask you. 312-981-7200. Some Mega Pros call and text line. Send us your text. We're here for another hour and 17 minutes. We're going to open the phones up during the last hour of the show and take all of your questions. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to be right back. And I guess that's why they call it the 312-981-7200. Bonus hour. We're going to one today, so thank you for the WGN executives for allowing us to have an extra hour. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. Joe, introduce yourself, buddy.
Joe from MegaPros. Well, you never start with me. I'm always like an afterthought for you.
312-981-7200. Donna Sattler.
Joe from MegaPros.
I usually start with the ladies. Donna Sattler, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm Donna Sattler with RE/MAX at Home. You can reach me at 847-651-3300.
Dave Rampage, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Yes, Dave Rampage, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. 630-990-8600 or executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Area rugs inside the house. Got a couple of text questions with that. Mm-hmm. Do you take them outside the house, off premise, or do you clean them inside the house?
So we can do both. If it's a wool rug, it needs to be done at our property. So we take it in, we'll pick it up from you, and we'll clean it at our warehouse.
What'd you say? You have to stabilize the colors, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. So the reds and the blues can bleed pretty easily, so we need to stabilize those before we clean
What's the largest area rug or type of throw rug that you could roll up and take and clean at your facility?
Oh, I've done a 15 by 20. Those are kind of tough, but I've done a 15 by 20 before. Yeah.
Okay. 8 by 10, you're good with
no,
the...
No, I mean, that's a giant ass.
I know that's a big rug. 8 by 10, you do in the house.
No problem. Oh yeah, but we could take them in too. So it depends on the rug. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the same texter asked a question about cleaning chairs, cloth
yes.
chairs. You do that in the house. You don't take it away.
Yeah, we do that in the house.
Couches, because you've cleaned our couch.
Yeah,
you don't take it out. It's all right there.
No.
Okay.
What was on your couch?
Dog stains. 312-981, and I'm sticking with that. 312-981-7200. Donna Sattler, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can call me at 847-651-3300.
And Mr. Spencer, Roy Spencer, the Roy Spencer, 40 years. Joe, you want to do your best Roy Spencer, 40 years?
No, they asked me how long pumps.
Hey, Joe, in your best Roy Spencer, what percentage of pumps fail?
100%.
If our listeners want to reach out to the five people of PermaSeal to get their basement taken care of, to get a backup basement defender, right? That's what I got in my house.
Yeah.
And to get there and talk to one of your experts about getting their concrete lifted, what number should they call?
I don't know if I can do my voice as well as
you can.
I'm a little intimidated.
Okay, here, I'll do one. Here, we'll have a little.
I don't know the number.
No, I'll point. Okay, so the question is, how many pumps fail? I'll point to one person.
All of them.
Okay, how many?
You said it like you were me.
Okay. All right, that was Roy Spencer, and this is Joe Hogle. Roy Spencer, Joe Hogle, how many pumps fail?
100%.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
If our listeners want to reach you over at PermaSeal and your team and your tribal members, how do they reach you?
Give us a call right now, 800-421-7325.
And we had a text question, so we reached out to the fine folks at Dykstra Home Services, Rich Dykstra Jr. Rich, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
All right, you cleared your throat. You're ready to go. You're set. You're ready.
I'm ready to go. And believe it or not, I'm not going to give you guys any grief about where I'm at on the show. I'm just happy to be on.
Like your dad. Wow. Yeah. No, his dad always busts my chops when I'm going last. I'm like, okay, there we go. So 708 said, I have a high efficiency furnace, and I see in here all these quote unquote specials for practically free furnace clean and checks. Should I be leery of these for my high-efficiency furnace? This is the 708 area code, Junior.
Yeah, so that's out our area. But, yeah, definitely, you know, as you guys know, or Joe, you probably know, it costs a lot more than $40-$50 to roll a truck to a house. Sure. You know, so for companies offering something at such a low price, you know, we found in our experience that they tend to maybe be looking to either upsell or offer services that maybe aren't necessary at the time, where, you know, we're running a special right now for only $89. It's 10% off our normal charge to WGN listeners. We're going to come out and fine-tune that piece of equipment, you know, check gas pressures, airflow, temperature drop, all that stuff to make sure that the unit's operating at peak efficiency, but at the same time, it's safe. You know, so that way when it gets cold out, I mean, I know it's almost 90 degrees and everyone's thinking of their air conditioner, but we're weeks, you know, maybe a month away from those furnaces kicking on, and you want that peace of mind. So now's a great time to call, get on the schedule before it gets crazy busy.
And we had the pleasure of having your father, who is a very jovial individual, in studio last weekend, and he was promoting the generators that you all purchased to offer to our listeners. And one very, very lucky listener bought a generator. He told the story. Listen to this. His old man is at the Elks Club barbecuing or something today. He's doing charity work. A female listener from our show called your company after your dad was on, purchased a generator. It was installed at 5 o'clock, and her power went out at what time that night?
I believe it was around 8 o'clock. We wrapped up around between 5 and 6. In fact, that was my customer out in Crestwood, and she's on oxygen. So, I mean, it wasn't just for convenience. It's a health matter for her. So, you know, she was lucky enough not to lose power during that outage, but then all of a sudden she lost power that night, and then she's in a townhome community. She was the only one with lights on. So she couldn't have been happier. Wow. We couldn't have been happier.
And stayed alive because...
Right. What a great story. Mm-hmm.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
His old man was in here last week, and he's like, I just bought 18 Gen Racks. I cleaned out the warehouse. A lady listener called that day. They went out this week, installed it. By 5 o'clock, it was installed. 5, 6, power went out a couple hours later.
Wow.
She was the only house in the entire neighborhood that had power. Do you still have the generators?
We do, but we can't keep them on the shelf long enough. So, but, you know, call us. We'll get you on the list. And we have access to a couple brands, so we can definitely get them in and take care of you and hopefully beat that next big power outage.
And if our listeners...
You know, it's a matter of time.
All right, if our listeners want to reach you before we hit a break, what number do they reach you?
1-800-421-3220.
All right, give your father a big hug for me, would you? He likes hugs from David Hochberg.
He's such a huggy guy.
He's a big hubble. He's a big teddy bear. All right, Junior, we'll talk to you later, brother. Have a wonderful weekend, buddy. 312-981-7200. Some Mega Pros call and text line. All right, so here's what we got. We have Kevin from Wayne. We have Rob from Berwyn, John from Western Suburbs, and Charlie from Lindenhurst. So that's what we're doing. Plus, we've got a ton of text messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I think this third hour is fitting. It fits nice. I think it's good. 312.
Wait, where's the pizza?
I don't know. Where's the pizza? For love of God. Is there any left? 312-981-7200.
It just hasn't made it in here.
You're listening
yet.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Baby, I would swim the sea. Nothing I'd do for you. 312-981-7200. We're live on the radio. 312-981-7200. When I said get ready, we're going back on, that means we're going
back
on. It's
after 12 o'clock. She didn't know she was still on
the radio. No, we were on.
I know. We had the extra hour. We're still on the air. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. Woo! Heat, rain, storms. You never know when, but you always know who. Watch Tom Skilling weeknights. Weeknights at 9 and 10 on WGN TV News.
He's my favorite.
He is the best.
Radio guy.
Tom Skilling is awesome. 312-981-7200.
Almost accurate.
981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Let's run through these. Kevin and Wayne, how are you?
I'm fine, David.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm looking to buy an investment property in South Haven, Michigan, and I wonder if you write mortgages.
Yes, we are licensed. Yes, we are licensed in the great state of Michigan. How much are you looking to buy?
Well, in the neighborhood of $450,000 to $500,000, and I'd like a mortgage.
Okay, we could do that.
I'd like to sell my principal home, but my daughter and her family's living in it because of they've got some financial problems.
Okay.
So I can't do that.
Will this be your primary residence in Michigan?
I don't know. I'd have to be there 6 months in a day. But, you know, it's primarily for renting, you know, mostly through the summer.
Okay, so it'll be a non-owner-occupied property.
Yes.
Yes, we could do non-owner-occupied properties in Michigan. And all the surrounding states were licensed in, I believe, 37 states right now.
Beautiful.
So we could give you a call off air. How's that, Kevin from Wayne? Okay.
Great.
All right, hang tight. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaner. You got another question?
Now, what are interest rates for investment property? I know they're higher than
Depending upon your credit scores, it could be 0.75 up to a full 1.5 point higher. All depends on your credit scores.
Yeah, I'm in the 780 to 800 range.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, nice job. Mm-hmm. And then it depends upon.
I'm at 1500.
Yeah, Joe's 1500, which doesn't exist, but you know we're doing this long. What's that?
1500 too. I'd be at 1500.
No, 1500 is very, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to let Joe. I don't want to let Joe down there, Kevin. So I'm doing his loan. He's really not 1500, but we added it all together. And we told them it's over 1500. It makes them feel good. All right, so what we're going to do, Kev, we're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. We're going to fire through all these calls. Robin Berwyn, turn your radio down.
How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, big fan. I got a question. I think it's for Don at MegaPro. About 3 weeks ago, Don, either you and a friend of yours that had called in was talking about garage service doors and framing and the frame being rotted, and this guy was able to had a company that repaired them in-house with vinyl or plastic, and everybody was going crazy how great it was. Remember this?
Well, first off, my name is MegaPro's Joe.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
I'm not really a personality like David is, but
yeah.
No, I think he's got his radio on. I do. What's your name, Don?
Rob.
Rob from Berwyn. Nice job.
Gotcha, Rob. All right. What we're talking about is composite jams, I think. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. Yeah, my problem is a service door on the garage, frame rotted out, door is fine. It's a vinyl or composite door, so it's the frame.
All right. I've got you, Rob. What we were talking, Tom Janke, that's probably the name that was confusing, but Tom Janke was on here, and we were talking about those no-rot composite jams on a door. You can get that from Builder Supply Outlet.
I put him on hold because of the reverb. So he's still listening, and we're fixing the tech problem right now.
All right, but to my point, I believe what he's asking about is those composite jams. So they're not wood. It's that composite wood.
Rob, is it the composite wood? We still have the problem. Okay,
I think he's in a stadium.
No, I think we just...
And the company name?
Builder Supply Outlet.
All right, so we're going to, Rob, we're going to take your name and number. We're getting a horrible reverb, and it sounds terrible, and we're going to try to fix the problem. We're going to pick you up
off
air.
Well, I'll make sure I get his number.
We will, and you'll hook him up with Tommy. 312-981-7200. John from the Western Burbs has a question for Donna. How are you?
I'm fine. Real quick, well, I got like two questions. We were recently under a contract to sell our house, and a realtor told us that the buyers wanted to put a home sale contingency on the contract, but she refused them. So my first question is, can a realtor do that without my knowledge, or doesn't she have to at least present the contract and recommend to me that I don't accept it?
Well,
the second question I have is, when we terminated the contract, we've discovered that the home is never up for sale, the buyer's home.
Oh, so your realtor didn't do her proper due diligence, because when you write a contract as a buyer on a property that's for sale, and if you're going to add a home sale or a home close contingency, that's part of the contract. So it will have the address, the listing agent, and then I, if I was your realtor, would have gone to the MLS and checked to make sure that that property is indeed on the market. Now, they could have put in there that they were going to put their house on the market, but not having access to the contract or the situation, I'm making an assumption there. But yes, your realtor should explain and advise you as to what the correct move would be. I will tell you this, in this kind of a market right now, I would be very hesitant to take a home sale contingency. I might recommend that my client take a home close contingency, and I definitely would not take a contract where they were going to put their house on the market, but it was not on the market at this time.
Does that make sense to you there, Johnny?
Yeah, that makes sense. It just seemed kind of suspicious that, you know, during the whole process, they never went on the market. And you know, anyway, you've answered my questions. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Hang tight, and hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. And do me a favor, all the listeners that are calling, please turn your radios down, because we're getting a huge reverb. 312-981-7200. We got a huge delay. There's like a 15 second. I think they put us on a 30-second delay just to be safe. I don't blame them. 312-981-7200. I don't do
anything with you, Joe.
No, seriously. Are you saying this about me or about you?
Well, it was only 10 seconds last weekend when you weren't here. 312-981-7200. I'm not saying anything. I'm just stating a fact. 312-981-7200. Charlie in Lindenhurst, you got a question. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Hey, reason I'm calling, I got two questions, one for David, one for Rick from Dykstra.
Okay.
I'll start with David. I currently have a 3.99 on my mortgage.
What term, 15 or 30?
30.
Okay, that's way too high. What? Keep going.
And And what I was learning, my credit score is just in the low 800s.
Okay.
And I was wondering if refi at this point in time makes sense.
How much do you owe on your house?
130.
How much is your house worth?
Probably 260.
Do you have
Dave, I can answer this one.
Hold on. Do you have any type of secondary financing?
No.
Okay, do you have any bankruptcies, judgments, foreclosures in the past 4 years?
No.
Any foreclosures in the past 7 years?
No.
Is it a single-family home, condo, or townhouse?
A single-family home.
Joe, you can answer now.
Yes.
Okay, there. Yeah.
No, David just did mine, and I was at 4.
It's a similar situation. You were at 4 and an eighth.
4.125.
125. He's at 3.99. Or
2.78, right?
Right. 2.87 something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the answer to your question, Charlie from Lyndhurst, yes, you should definitely refinance with a reputable lender. If you'd like us to take a look at it, I'd love to do that. You could send me an email, david@56david.com, and we'll take care of it.
Got it. My second question was for Rick.
Yeah, Rick's not in, but I'm going to give you a phone number.
Oh.
Okay. The phone number is 800-421-3220. 800-421-3220, and tell them that you heard the show. Okay, buddy?
Hey, David, do me what's your email address again?
It's David, my first name, the @ at the number 5, at the number 6, david.com. david@56david.com.
Got it.
All
okay,
right,
thanks, guys.
No, thanks for listening.
Thank
Hang you. On for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got pictures of the lady who called in, the listener.
Not the lady, the stairs.
No, we don't have a picture of the lady.
David, you're going to get us in trouble.
We have a picture of
like
the
a 15
listener
minute,
in Lindenhurst. Sent us a copy, a picture of her.
And I was right, Roy. It's the wood stairs. See, I'm a better Karnak than you.
Okay, great. 312-981-7200. You're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Roy, this one's for you. I'm looking for a person who can install a backup battery, install a battery backup, and also a primary unit. Furthermore, I'll be doing refinancing within a month, so I'll handle that. Can you handle the battery backup?
Absolutely. That's what we do best.
And how long does it take to install something like that?
Oh, we can get it done. It just takes a couple of hours and get it done pretty quickly.
All right. Name of the company of the carpet cleaning company. We keep getting text messages. You're doing something wrong, Mike. Your night name's not Mike. You're doing something wrong, Dave Rampage. People think you're Mike because you're doing something wrong because you're not saying Executive Green Carpet Cleaning enough, because we keep getting text messages. What's the name of the company? So what is the name of your company, David?
Executive
Rampage?
Green Carpet Cleaning. We'll have to have Kelly on next Nika, time.
Yes. And your stage name is Mike, by the way. And the phone number, if our listeners want to take advantage of the three rooms for $139, which Joe is still trying to mathematically calculate how that's possible, 630-990-8600. 630-990.
Excuse me, Dave.
8600. Yes, Joe.
Are we getting time and a half for this extra hour?
Yes, you are. I meant to say Don. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Remember our guy, Big Harry in the bunker down in southern Illinois?
I do.
He's calling in. How are you, Harry?
He was getting metal carts.
Good, guys. How are you? Thank you for everything you're doing.
No,
Joe,
thank you.
Tom, Ashley, and Gary. That would be Novell, I think. I'm here to give David a big head today. I've listened for so long. I think his first little speech was always about, I don't need to jack up the closing costs because I make enough money off of the interest that I don't have to charge for closing costs. So I called David last year, and to all your listeners, and I don't mean this in a bad way, David, you're a fast talker, dude. You really are a fast talker. I got a little worried, but David, you are 100% great. Your morals are up there, way up there. Well, he called me again, and he got me down in the threes. We got my mortgage down another $200 less a year or a month I'm paying now for a month. And I have one bill I pay a month, and that's my mortgage. I owe nothing else because of David Hochberg, the Hochberg team, and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Nice job.
If everybody that doesn't realize who Harry is, Harry called when we were at our other station. Mm-hmm. He had some credit challenges.
We had a riot
because he lived in central Illinois in a concrete home. And
well,
we
asked him what kind of floor cleaner he wanted, and he said, My floors are concrete.
Right. So,
that's my downstairs. My upstairs are Australian Cypress, and it did him really nice, guys.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So we're going to take care of Harry. Thanks for calling. Harry also was the caller that lost his son recently due to COPD, right, Harry? Wasn't that what it was? I think we lost Harry.
No, he's still there.
I think Harry.
No, but he his gallbladder popped on him, and we didn't know about it.
No, that's horrible.
It only took 12 hours. Mm. So that's something you don't fix. So
yeah, it took before. Sorry.
And I love you guys. I love to listen to you and to all your listeners. David and his team are there for real. They're not these cheap guys that go out there and cut corners. They are not. They are 100% ethical and will do you right.
Well, thanks for listening, Harry. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. And this is my opinion, not Hochberg's or the Home Sweet Home. This is Big Harry's opinion.
Big Harry. What's your last name?
Guys.
Johnson.
Exactly.
No, that's
his
name. Bye, Harry. Thanks, buddy. 312-981-7200. We're going to do something special. I want everybody to know. We're launching something right now. We're doing a cooking segment, Home Sweet Home Chicago cooking segment. We're going to help our listeners make food economical. I teamed up with Studio Spin in Highland Park and my buddy Shane Reardon, who cooks out of his home. I sponsored his home kitchen. I bought him a freezer, and he does cooking videos online. He's going to do it once a week. We're going to promote it with the show. He's going to educate our listeners how to make economical, healthy meals with the help of Studio Spin promoting it. And once a week, we're going to do cooking on how our listeners can economically feed their families a healthy meal without blowing your budget. So it's something we're going to try. Why not?
On where?
On Facebook. It's going to be online, so you could see it anywhere.
That's amazing.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Joe, we got pictures of our listener in Lindenhurst.
The stairs, right?
The stairs.
All right, so this is what I was trying to figure out. Me and Roy were arguing a little bit, and it turns out I was right. The stairs, Donna, you've seen them, they're railroad ties that the stairs are actually made out of. So what we could do is those can come all the way out, and we could cut a new stringer and build a whole new set of stairs for you.
How tough of a job is that? How long?
It's a rather big job. You actually have to excavate down under it. So,
all right.
I would say 2 days.
All right, 312-981-7200, Mega Pros, call and text line 630 for Roy. I have some questions for PermaSeal. You ready, Roy? That's how the text starts. Swallow the pizza. Part of our sidewalk coming from the driveway to our front stairs is sunken in and broken. We want to get it raised up and repaired. Should we do this before we have our asphalt drive replaced? Can it wait until after we do the driveway? We can get the drive done by the end of September. So three questions. Should they do it before? Should they do it after? And it looks like the end of September. Are you still doing the polyfill at the end of September?
Yes, start in that order. We can do it until the ground freezes. So last year and last couple of years, it's been in like mid-December or something like that. So hopefully we can get to it. We are very busy right now, so I would call and get it scheduled and get your estimate and get that done right away. Sorry.
You all right? You going to make it? Donna. You know,
Heimlich,
Donna. There goes 40 years of PermaSeal right there. You all right? 312-981.
No, I know the Heimlich.
Right, whatever. We just got the story at the beginning, and now it's choking on pizza. That's great.
In the end.
All right, in one show.
Yeah.
312-981.
Ann does not want you touching Roy like that.
Right, so I would obviously prefer if we can get in. I don't know how close your sidewalk is to the street. We could, you know, park our rig on the street and probably work off that. If we could work off your driveway, it'd probably be that much closer. But so I think we could do that either way, before or after. But the important thing, let's get out and have a look at it so you can get you an estimate and things. But it's something we can definitely do, and you know, either before or after the new driveway is not really an issue.
847 sent in pictures of cracked sidewalks. The sidewalk and driveway is cracked in multiple places. You can't do cracks. You know, the picture, it's right here. I don't know if you can see the picture.
Yeah, I saw that. So actually, no, if the sidewalk is, or piece of concrete, whatever driveway you're talking about, if it's cracked up severely, it's just time for a new piece of concrete. So we can raise, concrete back level, but when it's in multiple pieces, at that point, it's too far gone. And so, again, if you're in doubt, send us pictures like that, and we can pretty much tell you if that's a good candidate for repair, or sometimes it is time for replacement.
The other point is that once it pulls apart, right, once the crack opens up, you can't do anything with
that. We can raise both, say, just in two pieces, can raise both pieces, and then we can caulk that joint. We have a nice sealant,
okay,
so we can still do that if it's broken two pieces. If it's broken four or five pieces and small pieces, then it's time to replace it.
Then you need to call Byron at Robert and Sarah, Byron and Sarah at Robert Andreas and Son, 708-863-5735. 708-863-5735. John Williams just sent me a picture of my car. I don't know. I think
he's your car.
Yeah, I see. He's like, "Is this your car?" I said, "Yeah, you want a ride?" Three, he's walking over to the Apple store. I guess.
Kind of scary.
I know. He's kind of stalking me. 312-981. I like John, but it's like, come on. We need.
If you're going to get stalked by somebody, it might as well
John
be
John Williams. Right? I need some personal space here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Barbara, you got a question about a smelly refrigerator. How can we help you?
I have an odor in my refrigerator because I left some crab meat in there too long. And so I've taken everything out and washed the items, and I've washed every part of the fridge. I've used about 3 boxes of baking soda. I've tried Wave, and I've got pots of white vinegar now. What more can I do?
All right, no pressure, Dave Rampage. What can...
yeah, I was just looking at Dave.
Give us a... you can give us a call. Call Kelly, 630-990-8600. What I'm thinking is chlorine dioxide treatment might actually do something. Never
for
did
real?
It in a fridge.
All right.
But it's good for odors,
but
and
bleach,
it leaves no residue.
Is it bleach that you're looking for? Or?
Chlorine dioxide's not really a bleach.
Okay.
I mean, if the humidity level gets high enough, it can bleach some things, but it's
I left some crab legs in my closet one time. Same problem.
I'm wondering if maybe some liquid from the refrigerator seeped down to the drip pan.
Mm.
Well, if it's inside, though.
Is it inside the refrigerator box, Barbara?
Yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to try... Right? You can't fall off the floor here, Barbara, so we're going to give it a shot. Dave will have his daughter, who just gave birth to a beautiful granddaughter for Dave. He's going to dump it on her. Mazel tov, by the way. That means congratulations.
Yeah.
And we're going to see if we can help you. Okay, Barbara?
I would like that.
All right. Hang tight, my friend. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product anyway, so hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. Please pick up Barbara on line 3. We have Mary putting carpet on laminate stairs. That's a great question. And Mary and Darian. 312-981-7200. My college girlfriend lived in Darien. 312-981-7200 means nothing to anybody. Just thought I'd throw that out
there. Is she still there?
No. And she's not my girlfriend anymore. 312-981. My wife is listening. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of the experts' contact information. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Thank you for joining us during the bonus hour. Very much appreciated you guys tuning in to our fine show. Let's go out to Mary. She has a question about putting carpet down on laminate. How can we help you, Mary?
Well, thanks for taking my call, first of all. We put in laminate stairs. They look gorgeous, but they're a little slippery, and we had a family member fall down the stairs. Whoa. So now we want to put a carpet runner on the laminate. So I've heard that when you try to put like a nail in, the laminate might break. So we're just wondering how we could do this.
Joe,
what are you going to do it yourself?
We might. We were going to have somebody do it. But the company that we were going to have do it said they didn't really want to do it attached to laminate. They wanted to have hardwood stairs. Yeah. They didn't think it would work. But, Mary, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure you could send a nail through it. I don't think that's the problem. Why wouldn't you just take the laminate off?
We could. It's just we just put it on. So I see.
If you wanted to take it back up, well, you know, we do work with that guy that he's that non-slip doctor. If you just wanted the stairs to be non-slippery, you could probably do it another way than carpet. Yeah.
So yeah, there. Joe has a Mega Pros that's part of his team,
right?
That kind of scour surfaces and cut surfaces and that you can't tell. That puts a grid on it that makes it non-slip.
Non-slip for you.
Would that work?
No, I kind of like to have the carpet runner.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. A carpet runner down the middle?
Right, just a carpet runner.
All right. You know, that's going to get really complicated for you to do by yourself, I think, Mary.
Why?
Well, because now you're actually cutting the carpet and you're edging the carpet on both sides then, right?
Yes, we would.
So I would still say you need a professional to look at it, and I would, what town are you in, Mayor?
Elk Grove Village.
Done. Elk Grove Village. Okay. So if Igor could just stop by and just look and just advise at that point,
I'll have Igor give you a holler, and he could take a look at that and give you a recommendation, okay? He's from Mr. Floor, so hang tight, Mary. You're awesome. Thanks for calling. Thank you, Mary. 312-981. Please pick Mary up and find out what type of Mr. Floor cleaning products you would like. And
you're not supposed to say pick Mary up. Jesus.
Okay. Igor, we had a text message here. Does Igor go to Lake Geneva for certain types of projects? Yes, we do. So there you go, texter. We'll make sure that Igor reaches out to you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of the experts' contact information. Dave, Dave Rampage, the three rooms for $139, that does not include what do you consider a room? What's your definition of a room?
A room is an area up to 200 square feet. Also, a set of stairs is an area.
Okay, so you'll go up and down the stairs. That'll be considered a room.
Yes.
All right. 312-981-7200. Three rooms for $139. Joe's been spending the last 2.5 hours trying to figure out how you could do that and stay in business. If you would like to take advantage of that, 630-990-8600. 630-990-8600. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Roy, how long does it take to install your product, the Defender? How long does it take to install, and what is the basement Defender? What exactly is that?
The basement Defender is a device we install over your existing pumps or our pumps, and it's a device that tests your pumps every day and sends you an alert through your app that would alert you that if there's any problem with your pumps, your battery, your charger. So it basically tests your pumps every day and notifies you before there's a problem, before you have an event.
And is that easy to install?
For us, yeah. It needs to be paired with your Wi-Fi and, of course, the plumbing. If you can install a backup pump, you could probably install the Defender as well. But normally we do the installation with our technicians.
All right, more crab odor elimination techniques here from our great listeners. 630 and 773, Donna. 773 agreed with you. Check the tray. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but check it. And then 630 said, try a bowl of coffee grinds after trying the usual for odors in the fridge. So I guess this texter is recommending you take coffee grinds, put it in the refrigerator, and then the coffee grinds absorbs the crab. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of things to try.
It's better than rotting crab smell. I'll tell you that.
I'd rather smell the coffee rather than the crab.
I'd much rather have that. And by the way, the phrase that pays next weekend is this, Sammy. Go ahead. Go. No.
That was longer.
It was longer than that, dude. You guys are screwing up.
No, zoop, 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 giggle, giggle, or something.
A slurp, and then he swallowed.
Bingo, bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
Bingo, bingo, suck it up.
Bingo, we forgot the bingo, bingo, suck it up.
That's the best part.
That was our call
Sammy,
from earlier.
Just make it zingo, zingo.
No, that's it. 312-981-7200. That's a phrase that pays for next weekend's show.
You got to know the whole thing.
312-981-7200. Let's say goodbye. Dave, if our listeners want to take advantage of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, three rooms for $139, how do they reach you?
630-990-8600 or executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Donna Sattler, if our listeners want to reach you to talk real estate, how do they reach you?
They can call me at 847-651-3300.
Mr. Spencer, if our listeners want to reach out to the fine people, the tribal members at PermaSeal, how do they do that?
Attaboy, 800-421-7325.
You know I got to push it. And MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
Here, I'll tell you something. I'm going to call you.
8989.
All the people that called in today, I will call you tomorrow.
Okay, and all the text messages will you'll get returned as well. This is David Hochberg. Thank you for listening to our show. The extra hour was great. We handled a lot of extra phone calls.
Plus, we made extra money.
And we were able to answer a lot of extra text questions to help our listeners out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Go to 855-56-DAVID if you want to reach me. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. Well, what I want is to